How's everybody doing tonight? How many of you like this weather? It's a whole lot better than freezing, isn't it? I wish it would just stay about this time, about this way all the year round, and I'd be happy. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about vision adjustment. Now, when you go to eye doctor, they give you this test, and you got to try to read all of those letters on the wall. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And sometimes they give you some glasses to improve your vision. Some people have to have surgery, especially if you've had cataracts. And, you know, how many of you know I used to wear glasses? Yeah, I had bifocals. Well, all of a sudden, I was getting where I couldn't hardly see, and I had cataracts. So I had cataract surgery, and they put the new lens in, and after I had cataract surgery, I got 20/20 vision. And that's why I don't wear glasses anymore, and I can read and everything. So I had a vision adjustment. But you know, sometimes we need to just, you know, and if you have had glasses, you still have to go in for checkups ever so often. And you know, sometimes we need a spiritual vision adjustment. Now, I'm going to give you a spiritual vision test right now. When you look at God, who do you see? When you look at yourself, who do you see? And when you look at life, what do you see? What you see in each of these areas greatly determines what you are going to do in life. You know, if you don't see correctly in these areas, you'll be limited. You know, I took my pilot's license, almost had my pilot's license. All I liked was doing a cross country and a flight and then a check ride. But before you even be able to go, you have to have a physical, and eyesight is important. In fact, they even do like this, and when you're looking straight ahead, you're supposed to be able to see. I see these out here, and they keep going back to see how far you can go. But you got to have good peripheral vision. Now, some people don't even think about peripheral vision, but that's, you know, and you don't have to talk to some people very long until you find that they have a vision problem. They see things negatively instead of positive. They see obstacles, however you pronounce it. They always get on me because I don't ever pronounce it right. So I'm just going to pronounce it the way I pronounce it, and if y'all don't like it, that's y'all's problem. They see obstacles instead of opportunities. Some people see problems instead of the promises of God. You know, most people will not try to accomplish what they can't see. You know, if you can't see yourself doing something, then why try? I had a coach at one time. He would go around to each one of us and talk to us and said, see yourself doing whatever it is, winning the race, shooting the basket, hitting the ball, whatever it was. He would say, see yourself doing that. A person that builds a business, they don't do that unless they can see that it's going to be profitable. You know, towns and cities are not built by people that don't see possibilities. A salesperson sees opportunities and makes sales. You know, one guy said he worked for a car dealership, and he said, "Man, I just can't sell anything." And right there was his problem. He didn't see himself selling. You know, in sports, if you're going to succeed, you have to see the opportunities and not the opposition. And you have to focus on what you can do to better yourself and see yourself better. Now let's go to 2 Kings 6:15. I'm going to read from the NLT tonight. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do? The young man cried to Elisha. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elisha prayed, "Oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he looked up, and he saw the hillsides around Elisha filled with horses, chariots of fire. Here, all he could see was in the natural, what he saw in the natural, and he got afraid. But when the prophet Isaiah asked God to give him vision, and he saw that there was more in the spiritual world than there was in the natural world, and he changed his outlook and he changed his expectations. You know, we have to see a situation correctly, or if not, fear will grip us and we'll give up. Sometimes we need a vision adjustment so we can see the real picture, both in the spiritual and the natural. You know, when we see what God says and what He has for us, then we begin to realize that, hey, we win. Because there's more with us than's against us. Now, let's talk about improving our spiritual vision. If you want to see better, look into the Word of God. Proverbs 4:20, 21, 22. "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words." Now here's what I want to get. "Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body." Here it says, don't lose sight of the Word of God. Be continually looking at the Word of God. Without the Word, you can't see things the way God does. See, when we don't see things the way God sees them, then we don't make the right decisions concerning situations. You know, the things that are described in the Word of God are not limited to the natural world. The Word of God talks about the supernatural power of God. Actually, it talks about things beyond our natural limits. Read Romans there with Abraham and Sarah having a child at their age. Go read about Gideon and going down to fight forces with only 300 men. That doesn't compute in the natural. See, we have to learn to see more than what we see with our physical eye. Our physical eye sees what's in the natural. And it's there. You have to recognize that it's there. But with the spiritual eye, we see beyond that. We see the victory because we are not looking at our situation with our physical eye. We're looking at it with our spiritual eyes. I mean, we can look at it with our natural eye and say, yeah, it exists. But that's not the end of the story. I'm going to look at it with my spiritual eyes. And when you look at it with your spiritual eyes, everything changes. See, the Word of God can bring opportunities when it doesn't look like there's none available. The promises of God will help you see beyond your limited natural ability. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That scripture should help you to see beyond what you can't do. I can do. It's what the scripture says, right? You know, I've told you the story about my foreman when I was working, going to Bible school and working the freight dock, and he came down through there, and everybody was asking, all of us, there was what, two car loads of us, that would have been about 12 of us that worked unloading different trucks. I was working one, so one guy here over here and here, one of them was in my carpool, the other was in the other guy's carpool, and he is asking, can you do this, can you do this, can you do this? And they all said no. He asked me if I could do it, and I said yes. Why? Because I wasn't looking at it from the natural. I was looking at it from what the Word of God says. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. Now, I did go after I got off work. I did go and talk with a buddy of mine. And then before I went to work, we didn't have the internet back in 1959. We had a library. Anybody ever been in a library? So I went to the library and did some research. And by the time I got there, I expected the Lord to help me to do the job. I was using both sites. One site says, no, I can't do it. The other site says, God says, I can do all things. Hello, anybody getting anything out of this? See, I'm trying to get us to realize that, yeah, the physical is there and we see it, but when we begin to see it in the light of God's Word, it takes on a different vision. You know. See, when we continually look into the Word of God, we begin to see more than what our physical eyes see. You know, the promises of God will help you see what God can do. The Word of God will enable you to see beyond the natural, like I said a while ago. The Word of God will help you to see what is possible when the natural says it's impossible. My favorite scripture, Luke 18:27. When it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. That's seeing past the natural and say it's impossible, but no, it's not. It's the way you look at it. You know, when we look at Romans 8:31, in the last part of 8:31, when you studying like we do, you got the A and B part of the scripture, the first part and the second part. The B part said, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? That scripture paints a different picture for us to look at. If God is for us, who can be against us? Well, I'm looking, I don't see nobody. Why? Because God's there. See, this scripture shows us who is for us, and it doesn't matter about anything else. That's why I don't get overly excited when people say things about me and do things against me. I don't get excited about it. Because I read over in Isaiah where it says, it says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. That's what I see. I don't see what's forming against me. I see what the Bible says. That's what I see. And then it goes on to say, I'm just going to paraphrase it, our language, all those that are coming against you are going to be brought down to nothing. Hello? See, I'm talking about looking and seeing with your spiritual eyes and not with your natural eyes. Sure, the natural eyes tell you one thing, but your spiritual eyes tell you something else. You know, we all know this scripture, John 10:10, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. I mean, that scripture right there, you see what the devil's doing, you see what God's doing. Which one you gonna go for? You know? Sometimes we need to look at scripture and see it the way it states it rather than the way our natural mind wants to work with us. You see, many times we need to see. Somebody said, well, I'm not having a very rich and satisfied life. Well, that's because you're talking about and that's what you see. I see the fact I got a rich and satisfying life. That's what I see. That's what I confess and that's what I'll get according to the Word of God. Hello. You know, the Word of God helps us to look at situations correctly so that we receive the benefit of them. You know, everyone in here, I could have you look at something and probably get several different avenues because everybody looks at things differently. You know, I have been where there's been an accident and we're all there. We were witnesses. And as they're asking each one of us, has a little different version than the other. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because that's the way we saw it. That's what we saw from our position. From one position, it may look one way. From another position, it's another way. And that's what gets, especially in basketball, that's what gets the crowd and the coaches and everybody all upset is because this guy down here that's right by the situation, he doesn't call a foul, and a guy that's on the other end of the court calls a foul. Come on. If you played basketball, how many of you played basketball? How many of you been where I'm talking about? Yeah. That's why people get upset. It's the way they look at it. People... Good Christians can read the Word of God and they see it differently from what it really says because they're looking at it with their traditional spiritual background, what they have been told, rather than reading and seeing it for what it is. They are seeing it through, my dad used to see through their traditional colored glasses. Because so many times many people have been taught one thing, but that's not really what the scripture said. Come on now. I better get off of that before we get in trouble here. If you want to see better, look at Jesus and what he said and did. Hebrews 12:2, NLT. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and protects our faith. Because of the joys awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. Keeping our eyes on Jesus will help us improve our vision and see things correctly. We see Jesus as our champion. In fact, the singers sang a song about he is about a champion. How many know that they sang that? I don't know the words. I ain't good with songs. I'm not good with songs. Excuse me. You know, when we see Jesus, it helps us to be able to live by faith. When we see Jesus, it helps us to make adjustments in our walk, spiritual walk. When we see Jesus enduring the cross, he is looking beyond the cross. He's just not seeing Calvary. He's seeing on the other side of Calvary the victory that he is winning for mankind, redemption. He endured that. And when we see that, then that helps us to look beyond our present difficulties and see the other side with our spiritual eyes, seeing the victory on the other side. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, when we look at him, then we can act like him. When we see him, we can see what we need to do in our situations of life. You know, let's look at Jesus here. When the storm came, he commanded it to be still. When sick people came, he healed them. When people did something wrong, he didn't condemn them. He said and encouraged them and instructed them to walk in righteousness. So many times when people see somebody doing something wrong, instead of forgiving them and helping them to get back on track, they condemned them. Jesus said, neither did I condemn, they go and sin no more. Now, that's where the catch is. Go and do it. Don't go back and do it same thing over again. When we see Jesus, we see how to tap into the supernatural power of God. Jesus came to show us the Heavenly Father. When we see Jesus, we've seen the Father. Look at what John 14 says. Faith verse. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus replied, have you been with me all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? He's when we see Jesus, we see the Father. Hello. Now, Cameron, my oldest grandson, Craig's oldest boy, he looked so much like his dad that when they had the face recognition on the telephone, he could open his dad's phone. So if you've seen Cameron, you've seen Craig. In fact, you know, Cameron is the race car, drives race cars, and he worked for a year with NASCAR. He was up working on one of the NASCAR teams up there. And Craig went up there, and the people would not believe that it wasn't, that Craig wasn't, he wouldn't believe, they wouldn't believe his father's son. They said, oh, no, you're the older brother. See, When we really get to see Jesus, then we know what the Father looks like. Somebody said, I wonder what God looks like. Well, get in the Bible and read about Jesus, and that'll tell you what God it looks like. See, he showed us God. You know, he showed us that God is for us and not against us. See, here we need to realize that when you see Jesus and what he's telling us and what he's doing for people, that's what the Father, God, wants to do. Now, looking at Jesus and his examples, then you see what you should be, what you should have, and what you should be doing. I'm talking about seeing, adjusting your sights. Now, talking about adjusting sights, if you're, you know, if you're working with a rifle, sometimes you have to adjust the sights on it. Hello? Now, if you want to see better, look and to the guidance and of the Holy Spirit. John 16:13, New Living. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard, and he will tell you about the future. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:12, New Living. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. The Holy Spirit sees things that we cannot see, and he will help to direct us because he's seeing things, and we have to learn to pay attention to it. What are you talking about? Well, if you're driving home and all of a sudden it seems just something seems that, man, I should go a different direction, then you see, you've got to learn to say, okay, the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. When God tells you, when impresses you, the Holy Spirit impresses you, give somebody something. Oh, no, well, look at them. They don't need that. You see, we need to learn to see what the Holy Spirit sees because he can see things we can't see. Now, you know, if you may never been inside this building, or inside of here, this auditorium, when there's not any lights on. I have. Bill has. Tad, have you? Greg has. I'll tell you what. You can come through back there, come out of that hallway, and come through that curtain, and I'll tell you what. You know that this stage is high, and you know that, hey, I got, and you walking very gently. When lights is on, you can see what's going on. Now, if you have your phone with you, you turn out and you turn that light on, and it'll show you, I mean, it's dark in there, but it'll show you about enough to take about 3 or 4 steps. But let me tell you what, once you take those 3 or 4 steps, that light will show you how to take 3 or 4 more steps. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. You might not can see what to do, but if you'll follow the Holy Spirit, because he will guide you, and you will be able to walk the road of life a whole lot better because he can see things that you can't see. Now, you know, Paul prayed in Ephesians 1. We go to Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians 1:16. And we're going to read this. Paul talking about his saying, he said, I do not cease, talking about himself, I do not cease to give thanks for you, make mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that is to come. And he will put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all. Now, I read this scripture just about every day. If it's not every day, it's every other day or so. And where it says you there, I put my name in there. Because you see, he is telling us to have to get understand all of these things, his exceeding great power, the riches that we have in his inheritance, the hope of our calling, wisdom and revelation and knowledge. See, we need to see all of these. God wants us to know these things. He wants us to be able to respond appropriately in every situation. Then we won't get discouraged and quit. You know, if we let the Word of God see what the Word of God says and let it be our guide, we'll find ourselves in a whole lot better position than we've ever been in before. You know, when I went into the ministry, I couldn't see everything God had planned for me. All I knew is God had called me to go into ministry. I'll go into ministry, go to Bible school. So went to Bible school. Now, starting my senior year, and Uncle Sam says, "Hey, boy, I want you." And I was going to get drafted. So I had enough sense to know I didn't want to be just a regular soldier, so I went and talked to him, and I got in a special assignment. And I came back, tried to get started in the ministry. It wasn't happening. So went to work for my father-in-law as associate pastor, and that's what I saw, see. I just was doing what I saw to do. Then came to work for Dad. All I could see was doing the crusade stuff. But you see, as I learned to see and follow God, then I am where I am today. And what I'm talking about is that I want to encourage you and improve your vision. Continue to look at the Word, look at Jesus, look at the Holy Spirit, and see all of these, and let that be your guide, and you'll find out that you'll come out good on the other side. Trust you got something out of this tonight. But I just wanted to talk to you about getting a visual checkup, spiritual visual checkup. How many of you go for a yearly or a bi-yearly eye exam deal? Most of us do. It's something that we do. In fact, I have been neglecting mine, and it's been 3 years since I've been, and I got a deal from my tech that you need to come in and see us. Well, don't let it be that way spiritually. Continually stay continually in. But Heavenly Father, we just talked today for a few moments about our spiritual vision. Help each of us to look at the Scripture and for what it says, and let us see the things that we need to see and follow the guide of the Holy Spirit, because he can see that what we can't see. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody stand, please. Listen, if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, the men are over here, the ladies are here, or you know what it is but you to be with Christ, but you have digressed and got taken a detour and got off course, and you need to come back and rededicate your life, or you need prayer for anything, that's what they're here for. These are the prayer partners. They'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Connection team, go find our first-time guests and take them back to the back to receive a special gift that we have for them. If I guess connection team is in here, I don't know whether they are or not. But anyway, ushers, where's our first-time guest? Let me see your hand. There's one right there. There's one there. Some of you ushers, find those people. And what do we say, church? Welcome home. If you're looking for a church home, come and join us. All right. Hey, Sunday morning right here. Come expecting, come believing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Shake hands with somebody and say, I don't know how you're seeing, but I'm seeing the scripture for what it's worth, and I'm going to win. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday right here. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now, and they'll pray with you.